traffic now. KQEN News Time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All kinds of things to talk about in programs this week. We'll tell you more about what's ahead later on in this program. But today, Karma Mornerich, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, is in. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for inviting me, Kyle.
Well, recently, right at the end of June, you had some grant awards. And one of the things at the front end of that that got my attention was that it was the largest amount you'd ever given out at one time. How was that achieved?
Well, you know, we've been very lucky to have successful businesses in the Cow Creek umbrella. And one of the businesses that supports the foundation is Seven Feathers. And so our funding comes directly from Seven Feathers Casino. And we were just lucky enough to have quite a large amount of money this time, almost $1 million. You know, I've been doing this for over 15 years, and I can remember years where, you know, we were lucky to give $500,000 twice a year. And this is quite an achievement.
Well, I imagine that industry with the casino, as we kind of emerge out of a pandemic, is one of those things that a lot of people who maybe didn't go or spend much time there, have kind of changed their habits back to maybe what they used to be.
Absolutely. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. It's the coming out of COVID, and maybe people aren't quite wanting to travel internationally, and so they're wanting to maybe do like a staycation, and so they'll stay closer to Seven Feathers, or maybe Seven Feathers is their destination, and they love going there. And I think there's just a combination of a lot of things. And, you know, Seven Feathers is a lovely place to go and spend your weekend. And there's lots of other amenities besides just the casino. There's, you know, arcade and swimming pool and wonderful restaurants and, you know, the surrounding area, you know, around Canyonville and local, you know, there's vineyards and lots of things to do like wildlife safari. It's a great place to use as a home base as well.
So it's been advantageous and you were able to give out a lot of money. How diverse are the organizations getting these funds?
Well, you know, the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation gives based on the morals of the tribe. And so we go off of those. And so our primary areas that we support are basic needs, child abuse prevention, education, health and wellness, and community support. And the 85 organizations that received funding are a great cross-section of all of those areas of interest.
And a lot of those subjects that they cover, those things that they work on, probably are extra stressed, again, coming out of a pandemic.
Absolutely. You know, during the pandemic, volunteer retention was really hard for a lot of nonprofit organizations. Most volunteers are, of course, retired or elderly. And so those folks, decided not to stress themselves out and go out during COVID and risk getting sick. And so some of those volunteers have come back, but a lot of them have chosen not to. And so there's a lot of organizations that are really still struggling to get their clientele and their services back up to what they were pre-pandemic.
Now, what counties are involved in the funds going out?
Sure. So we give in a 7-county area in southwest Oregon. So it's Coos, Deschutes, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lane counties. So basically everything in southwest Oregon except for Curry County.
And how did that area, those areas get chosen?
Well, the federal government chose them as our tribal service area, but I like to say it's our traditional homeland area where our tribal members traditionally did their hunting and gathering and fishing and sustenance. You know, it's where they moved with the seasons and with what needed to be harvested. And so they wandered in and out of all of those counties throughout their early times. And so that is what we deemed as being our primary area of service.
Now, looking at Douglas County, you had a number of grants. Let's talk a little bit about those, maybe more in depth than some of the other counties. Talk about you had $140,446 go to organizations in Douglas County. Tell us about those.
Sure. So in Douglas County, we are so lucky to have nonprofit organizations that really focus on the needs of our community. And, you know, one of those is down in Myrtle Creek. It's St. Vincent de Paul, run by an outstanding group of people and really focusing on getting emergency food, utility, and propane vouchers out into the hands of folks that really need extra assistance. So we gave them $10,000 to work toward doing their good work in Myrtle Creek. And then another one, well, I'm going to say that they all are great, of course, but Every Child Douglas County, they work with DHS locally, and they provide tangible emergency and special needs items for children and families experiencing foster care in Douglas County. And they are a vital piece of keeping, you know, DHS employees, you know, outfitted with things that they need to help children that are most vulnerable in Douglas County.
And as we've talked to that organization and to DHS folks, the numbers for the amount of kids in foster care remain really high, so there's a lot of need there.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Cow Creek Tribe and the foundation are just really happy to be able to partner to help these organizations, you know, fill those gaps and, you know, create a sense of community here in Douglas County.
Talk about some of the other groups.
Sure. So another one is FARA, or Family, Faith, and Relationship Advocates. And they support children and families in Douglas County. And the specific project that we're helping them with is the expansion of crisis intervention services in Douglas County. So they do some respite care and things for families in Douglas County that other organizations do not. And they also provide some family counseling and other intervention services. And we were able to award them $15,000.
Now, this next one got my attention just because it's kind of unique.
Right. So the Glide School District, their science classes are having the opportunity to go to Iceland to study geography and geothermal technology. And so they came to us asking for scholarships for low-income students to be able to attend that trip. Most of the students are raising funds on their own, and they saw that there was a handful of kids that needed just a little extra boost to be able to participate in that once-in-a-lifetime experience of getting to go to Iceland.
A lot of times when people are in school, when they're students, depending on family situations, some folks get to travel a fair amount, but a lot of people really don't. But the idea of being able to go to Iceland is off the chart.
It is, and it's really a unique experience. And, you know, a lot of, you know, some high school groups will go, you know, Central America or other places, but Iceland is such a unique place. And I think people, even that do have the ability to travel, maybe won't necessarily pick Iceland as a number one destination. And so giving these kids the opportunity to see such unique environment, while at the same time learning about the geothermal energy and geography and just some of the unique aspects of life in Iceland.
Yeah, and the geothermal part, I mean, is something that Iceland is known for and has been kind of on the forefront on. Some of that ties into just their geography and the topography there, but wow, what a unique opportunity.
Yeah, these kids are super lucky to be able to get to go.
Tell us about other ones.
So the Riddle City Library, they're just a fantastic group of folks, but we are helping them purchase new reading materials for their circulating collection of books and also online streaming services for e-books, movies, and music for their folks that have Riddle City Library cards. And then and one of my very favorites, and I think she's probably been in here on your program, but Source One Serenity, they just run an outstanding program. They're worm composting business out at the Glide Transfer site. And so Cow Creek is supporting them to expand, they call it purpose-driven stewardship, which is basically employment of veterans. And in the help to collect food waste from local businesses like the VA, and all of the money that they make from their purpose-driven stewardship of vermicomposting is put toward the benefit of veterans and the community. So it's a super great organization, and they've really expanded and widened their footprint.
All right, more when we come back with Karma Mornovich, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246 inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Karma Mordorich, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation. We're talking about grants given out recently from the foundation and especially focused on ones in Douglas County. You've got a few others to talk about. Why don't you share those with us?
Okay. The South Douglas Food Bank down in Riddle, this was started actually by folks that used to work at the Hannah Nickel Mine many, many, many years ago, and they're still in operation, and we were able to assist them with the purchase of food and the cost of utilities for their for the low-income families that come there to access services, and they just do an excellent job serving folks in the Riddle area. And then next is another organization, a kitchen actually up in Sutherland, St. Francis Community Kitchen. And we were able to help them with operating costs to help defray the costs of operating their community kitchen, which provides hot meals twice a week to residents of Sutherland and surrounding areas. And they've had a little bit of turmoil this year. Somebody hit their building and they had to relocate to the senior center. And then now they're back in their regular building, but they've just made the most out of it and rolled with the punches. And they just are a bunch of resilient folks up there and doing a wonderful job getting those meals out to folks in Sutherland.
Now, you've got a couple here that are kind of not a departure, but a different area of life where you're providing some help for different groups.
Right. So UACT, they came to us with a unique ask, and it was for the purchase of an LED video wall. And I thought, well, what the heck is that? And basically they said that it allows them, there's like 50 screens, and it allows them to do a variety of scenes during their productions. And so rather than, you know, let's take 10 and roll the sets on and roll the sets off, they can switch the scenes, you know, immediately through these LED walls, and they're very excited. They've actually been using them on a rental basis, and it's really just given such a great boost to the organization and the enthusiasm of not only the actors, but the audiences. And so we're happy to be a part of this great improvement for UACT.
So I was at a technology conference in Chicago back in May, and got to see one of those, which could be used for a variety of things, also with concerts and different music things, but to actually see it in different pieces and the potential to be, you know, various sizes. You just look at that and go, this is like out of something in the future, but apparently the future is here.
Right. The future arrived in Roseburg, and I think they'll probably be using it on their, you know, next upcoming show out at UCC. So I think everybody should try to catch that.
Okay.
And then the next is Umpqua Valley Arts Association. They do a lot of youth education classes there, and they've expanded and moved into the Clay Place with an educational classroom there. And they are trying to do some safety upgrades, like, you know, a new door on the kiln room where they do their firing, and some water fountains and some other things. And so we're helping them just do some upgrades on that building to make it safer for the kids that come through and take those classes.
And your next one is kind of on the agriculture side.
Right. So Umpqua Valley Farm to School, they have a great programming throughout Douglas County. And they came to us asking us to help them get a coordinator going for the Glide Elementary Paw Patch. And the Paw Patch has been going in Glide for years, and they want to get a paid coordinator. It's been run by a volunteer for a really long time. And so they want to get a paid coordinator out there at Glide Elementary School to implement the farm to school programs and tasting tables that happen. And then they also want somebody to help at the Phoenix Food and Farm Corps garden as well, and help implement the farm to school educational practices at Phoenix as well.
Now, your last three are really kind of diverse and just show how many different directions you're going in offering assistance.
Right. So UCAN is a longtime partner for us, and they don't ask for much, and this time they just need a commercial freezer. They serve thousands of meals, 1,200 meals per day through Head Start, and they need a new commercial freezer to help those programs at Head Start be able to store their food properly. And so we're assisting them with the purchase of that new commercial freezer for Head Start. And then the Winston-Dillard School District, this is such a unique program, and I think it's really wonderful. We're helping them purchase bicycles and helmets for pre-K to second grade to implement bike safety curriculum during their PE classes, their physical education classes, at both Brockway and Looking Glass Elementary Schools. And I know they had a bike incident out there at their school that injured one of their students, and so the bike safety curriculum has been a big focus for them, and we're happy to help them be able to really truly implement this by helping them get these bikes and helmets for their classes.
And one more.
One more, Yoncalla School District. So, you know, as it is in small communities, a lot of organizations cross over and help each other out. Well, Yoncalla Youth Sports is partnering with the Yoncalla School District, and the Yoncalla School District is going to help purchase equipment and shelving and storage containers and put them all in a storage area at the Yoncalla School District. So the Yoncalla Youth Sports has a place to put all of those things right there on site where all the practices happen. You know, the heart of the community is usually the school, and that's the way it is in Yoncalla.
So a lot of money going out in Douglas County. Do you also offer, though, other kinds of assistance to some of these organizations?
Yes, we do. So, the tribe has a number of opportunities for funding. So directly through the foundation, if any of these organizations need, we call it technical assistance, but it's training, maybe capacity building or help getting a succession plan for their organization. We help with technical assistance also for these organizations. And then, you know, as far as the tribal side goes, the tribal board of directors does give small donations to organizations throughout Douglas County and southwestern Oregon. So there's a variety of ways that organizations can reach out to the tribe and get some beneficial funding for them as they move through and benefit our community.
So as a foundation, how would you operate? How are you governed?
So as a foundation, we are an arm of the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe, and we have our very own board of directors, but there's a crossover. We have three tribal board members that serve on our foundation board. We also have two folks that are tribal representatives, either tribal members themselves or married to a tribal member. And then we have two folks that are representatives that are appointed by the governor of the state of Oregon. And then we have four representatives that are considered community members at large. And so those folks make up our board of directors. And we meet 2 to 4 times a year and make decisions based on what applications come through the door and what money we have available to give out to the community.
So if people want to find out more about how the foundation works, or maybe somebody's from another nonprofit has never really reached out your direction, how do they get connected?
Well, there's a couple of ways. One is, first, I recommend looking on our website, which is cowcreekfoundation.org. And the other way is to call the foundation office, and that number is also on the website. And they can leave a message, and I'll call them back, and we can talk about their proposal or whatever questions they might have of the foundation.
All right, Carmen Warnerich from the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.